A long journey. Listen to a girl talking about a long journey. While listening, answer the questions below. Use a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the boxes. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, my name's Emmy, and I'm 25 years old. When I was a child, I lived in Italy, and every summer we used to go to England by car. It was a really long journey, but I have lovely memories of it. We left Italy at about 9 o'clock in the evening when it wasn't too hot, and for the first 2 or 3 hours, we looked out of the window and chatted and laughed. We were so excited. But then, of course, we fell asleep. Our car was very comfortable, and we were little, so we slept until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Then, when we were in Germany, we stopped and had a long breakfast all together. In the car, we had books and games and some new toys. We listened to lots of music, and I loved singing, but we didn't have films. Mum always prepared drinks and snacks for us, and we also stopped for a picnic at about lunchtime. When we finally arrived in England, we were all very tired, but so happy, and my grandmother and my cousins were there waiting for us.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi, my name's Emmy, and I'm 25 years old. When I was a child, I lived in Italy, and every summer we used to go to England by car. It was a really long journey, but I have lovely memories of it. We left Italy at about 9 o'clock in the evening when it wasn't too hot, and for the first 2 or 3 hours, we looked out of the window and chatted and laughed. We were so excited. But then, of course, we fell asleep. Our car was very comfortable, and we were little, so we slept until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Then, when we were in Germany, we stopped and had a long breakfast all together. In the car, we had books and games and some new toys. We listened to lots of music, and I loved singing, but we didn't have films. Mum always prepared drinks and snacks for us, and we also stopped for a picnic at about lunchtime. When we finally arrived in England, we were all very tired, but so happy, and my grandmother and my cousins were there waiting for us.